Rolling Pin, loved by the late Mary Lou Flanagan. As my mother began to give away her land and possessions, she let go of her grandmother's china, her mother's rings, most of her savings, and, not by choice, a lot of her dignity. She moved to an assisted living facility, gave up cooking, and sat glumly in a recliner she couldn't get to recline. She didn't seem to want many of her old treasures around, but she always asked about her rolling pin. Did I know where it had gotten to? You know, the one with the red painted handles? I assured her it was packed away and asked if she wanted me to bring it to her. No, she'd say, I just don't want to lose track of it. When she died, and we began clearing away the storage area of her clothes and household items, there it was, that darn rolling pin. I don't use rolling pins much, but I couldn't throw it away. I hauled it home. Weeks later, I was visiting Mom's dear friend Julie, and believe it or not, there on Julie's cute porch was a bucket of rolling pins, an odd but neatly arranged collection. I knew where that rolling pin needed to go. Not only had Mom and Julie made umpteen pies together, they'd had the kind of bond that transcends time and space. This was a no-brainer. I got the perfect box and mailed it to Julie as a little surprise. She thanked me profusely. I was happy. But then, rolling pins began appearing everywhere I shopped, primarily the thrifts. Giant ones, glass ones, fat ones, thin ones, and this one, delicate. I have no idea if it's useful, but I brought it home and painted the handles red. Sometimes I touch it and say, "Look, Mom, I have a rolling pin now. Fancy, huh?" I'm sure she shakes her head and smiles and says, "Oh, Rita, it's useless." My mom and I had very different aesthetics, different worldviews, different lives, but our love was steady and fierce, and I miss her. The rolling pins help, especially this one. Submitted by Rita Summers Flanagan, Absorkey, Montana.